My hands are so dry. Ish, do you have anything I can use for my hands?
Yes, girl. Let me show you this stuff I got from P-Save.
What is it?
Shade Body Butter.
What?
Girl, yeah. Shade Body Butter is perfectly whipped blend of natural butters, natural oils, and it's scented with essential oils.
Essential oils?
Girl, yes. It smells so good. It's a deep and lasting moisturizer. Great for sensitive skin to all skin types without leaving any oily residue.
Let me get some of that right here.
Girl, yes. Stay moisturized and come shine in Shade Body Butter. Mm. Be sure to visit ShadeBodyButter.com and follow them at Shade Body Butter on Instagram and Facebook for all of your purchases.
I have a dream.
Had a few nightmares, they just
dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Nightmare Radio, episode 95. It's your girl, Ish the Exec. And today, I am flying solo, unfortunately. Brittany Kristen is out on vacation, you know, jet setting in the Mexico seas, doing her thing. And yeah, I'm here by myself today holding it down so that we can make sure that we get to episode 100. So thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I'm going to be sure to keep you entertained. I already know how I do. So, you know, you could have been at any other podcast, but you're here with me today. Hey, what's up? What's up? And we finna get lit. We finna be lit today. Just know that, okay? Let's go ahead and get the church announcements on through. Be sure to visit eshopanddropstore.com for all of your merchandise. You can use our code check-in for $20 off of your purchase of two items. Be sure to get your bucket hat, your crop top. And I just want to say this because I didn't get a chance to say this before. I saw that Drake dropped his new album and he re-released the shirt that we released. If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. Well, if you're... What is it? If you're reading this, it's too late. Yeah. I guess the new shirt says if you're reading this, never mind now. But we already re-released it. So if your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough, Drake-inspired tee. Be sure to get that with a bucket hat or some shorts or something, you know. Use the code CHECKIN. Also, while you shopping on the net or whatever, go ahead and head over to herwines.com. You can use our code DON'TSLEEP for 15% off of your purchase of your favorite bottle of her wine, okay? Use DON'TSLEEP for 15% off. You can get your girls' night in. If you in by yourself or if you in with your girls, you can get a bottle of my favorite in my feelings or a bottle of Brittany's favorite, Mama Needs a Break. So be sure to check her out and check us out at the end of the month, July 27th at Genesis Studio Atlanta for our midweek conversation. This week's discussion is going to be about sex. Yes, we are continuing the theme about all things sex today, sex education, sex enhancement, stimulation, sexual abuse. We're just talking all things sex. So, you know, come on out July 27th, get your tickets on Eventbrite, and we will see you there. Also, before we get into the culture list, I just want to make an announcement that I have published a book. Yes, I have. I have published a workbook. It is called Fun Elementary Writing Practice. I noticed during the pandemic that my kids really struggled with a lot of different educational pieces since they were doing virtual school. I'm not going to say no names, but one of their teachers did not help them with their writing in first grade. They didn't get to write a lot of sentences. So, like, and when we was in elementary school, we had to write sentences with our spelling words and, you know, write stories, little four sentences paragraphs. My kids missed that. So now I'm struggling. They're going to third grade. And I'm struggling to get them to write a paragraph. It's taking them too long to do it. So I needed to find a way, my next get money move. And making workbooks is one of them. So this is my first workbook. I do have another workbook in the works. I kind of put it on pause because you guys know I wear a lot of hats. So, yeah. Get my workbook out now, Fun Elementary Writing Practice. You can go to my page, East the Exec. It is on Amazon. You can get it. It is $12.99. Please purchase the book. Help a black family in need, okay? Help a black family. And help your child learn how to write. I have lots of great writing prompts in there. Just to name a few, if you won $10,000, what would you do? What is one thing that your principal can change about the school? It's just fun, creative writing prompts for kids to want to enjoy writing again, because I fell in love with writing and I love writing stories. So, you know, look out for your baby this summer before it's time to go back to school. Well, without further ado, we are about to hop straight into the culture list, dissecting the wins and L's for the culture this week.
It's the culture list on Nightmare Radio.
Starting with Universal Films, they are releasing a new musical on Peacock in 2023. So under the direction of Will Packer Productions, Universal Films will be releasing a musical comedy titled Praise This. Praise This is a music competition that features like choirs, like youth choirs. And it was written by Tina Gordon. She was the latest person to write on the script, and it is based on a true story. So in the film, the cast is very musician and comedic heavy, very comedic and musician heavy cast with Drewski, Chloe Bailey, Angelique Washington, Quavo, Corinne Hawthorne, Mac Wiles, Jacqueline Carr, and Country Wayne. So this is why we have seen Drewski and Chloe together on set for this new movie. There has been some rumors of some chemistry floating around there, so we will just have to wait and see what's that about. Chloe did make a feature last night on Could Have Been Records, and I didn't like the way Drewski did our girl. I did not appreciate that at all, Drewski. But shout out to Drewski, shout out to Chloe, shout out to everybody on the cast. I can't wait to see this movie because it's probably going to be funny, and we're definitely going to get a lot of singing in there too, because Corinne Hawthorne can sing, okay? So yeah, and Jacqueline Carr can sing. Both of them can sing. So, shout out to them. Shout out to Will Packer. Shout out to everybody that's producing this movie or musical. Next on the list. Oh, hold up. We out of order. Little insert ad here. We will be doing a pop-up shop at Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn Shop July 15th. Be sure to come on out and shop with our vendors. We will have Her Wine in the building, Fruit Jock is back in the building, Shade Body Butter, and Shop NV56, your new favorite online shoe boutique. Ladies, y'all know Baker's is gone, Shoeland is trash. Y'all need to shop NV56. The website will be dropping soon. Shout out to the owner of the boutique. All right, moving on to the next thing in the list. Let's go. Glorilla has signed a new deal with CMG. The Memphis rapper Glorilla has signed with Yo Gotti this week. Yo Gotti says that Glorilla is a natural born star. She has a different sound and approach that's needed in hip hop right now. Gotti also expressed that she has one of the quickest rises that he's seen in his career, because she's only dropped in late April and now she has the hottest song in the music scene. And I love FNF. I'm F-R-E-E. Hey, I ain't gotta worry about no four nigga cheat. I love that song. To all the men out there that have their panties in a bunch about FNF, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If you're not a fuck nigga, then you have nothing to worry about, okay? Relax. Shout out to FNF being the song of the summer. She was seen here on the jet. Her and all her ratchet ass friends was on the jet while she inked her deal, and she got a bag for half a mil. A lot of people on Twitter was mad about that half a mil. They was mad because she signed without the lawyer present. That probably was just for aesthetic, you know what I'm saying? Also, y'all love to go digging. Y'all love to go digging for some shit out here, okay? Glorilla in the past is coming back to haunt her regarding Dolph. She was a big fan of Dolph. She had pictures with Dolph. She had statuses, tweets about how Dolph was better than Moneybagg. Yo, obviously, Yo Gotti don't care or he didn't know. All right. The cake has been baked and she's fuck nigga free. And also, rest in peace on Young Dolph. What is Glorilla to do? Like, is she really supposed to, like, stop her bag because of their beef? That's not smart. It's not smart at all. But shout out to her. She's the first lady signed to CMG. And she's really making a lot of noise for Memphis rappers and women rappers coming out of Memphis. So shout out to her for sure. Okay, speaking of rappers, Bobby Shmurda had an interview with Variety this week. He reminisced on his wildest jail moments. So he revealed them, though. He definitely revealed his wildest jail moments. He didn't know if it was the riots or the sex visits that he got to get. And when he said, when I saw it on Instagram, I was like, damn, so he was having sex in jail. I didn't know who he was having sex with, but apparently some of the guards were turning a blind eye to him getting a little sloppy toppy here and there on the visit. Some of them was tripping, he said, but they turned a blind eye to him getting some head on the visits. And I just find that very, very amazing. That's kind of appalling to me. Like, damn. The guards just really didn't give a fuck. Maybe he was buying them chips. Maybe he was breaking them off. I don't know what Bobby Shmurda was doing, but he enjoyed the sex and he enjoyed the weed. He got to smoke a lot of weed in prison, apparently. It was nothing else for him to do. He also revealed that he was in a psych ward. He visited a psych ward up until he was 16 because he had battled ADD and ADHD. And once he was 16, that's when he started to use marijuana to kind of calm him down because they were trying to put him on the pills. His mom's from the West Indies. She wasn't really going for all that. So he started smoking weed. And now he has a weed line coming out with a weed deal. Coming out with Elevate, where he'll be releasing 10 different strands of weed since marijuana is legal in New York City. So shout out to Bobby Shmurda. I'm not sure about that oral sex in prison though. But if it's able to be done, I don't know what the rest of y'all's excuse is for what y'all doing behind bars. But that's none of my business. Speaking of bars, moving into the L's, Gunna Wanna has been denied bond in his YSL RICO case. His lawyers are trying to give him a fair shake of getting out. And right now, Judge Glanville is not letting anybody out. He hasn't let anyone out. However, the prosecution is saying that he will be able to intimidate witnesses. There have been some witnesses that have been intimidated. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if it's from people that's on the RICO case or if it's people that are outside of the RICO case. I'm not sure. But they are holding everyone behind bars. However, speaking of weed in jail, Gunna Wanna might have been tied to some drug smuggling down at Rice Street back on May 14th when a nurse attempted to bring in some marijuana and some cocaine to the jail. When she was approached by an officer, she dropped the weed and ran, and the cocaine. They said that she had a note left saying that some of that was supposed to be for Gunna. And Gunna, I love you. I feel like you're innocent out of anybody on this case. Chill out. If I hope it's not true. I'm going to say it's not true. I don't know. What do y'all think out there? Y'all let me know. Leave us a voicemail. Let me know in the comments. Let me know. Do you think Gunna was trying to get high on Rice Street? I'm pretty sure it's a weather way to get it in there. But I hope he would be on his best behavior so that he can get the hell out. Anywho. On to the next on the list. Khloe Kardashian. Are we surprised? Are we surprised Are we surprised that Chloe is on the list? I'm not sure if we are. So this picture came back up from 2003 with Chloe, and everybody's saying that she's dressed as a pimp and these are her hoes, but if she has them on a dog chain, apparently these are her bitches. And picture, we have the twins, the Huck twins, and Megan Good and her sister. And Chloe is just almost non-recognizable because of all of the surgery that she's had in the past, or, you know, her weight loss or whatever Chloe got going on. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's Chloe Kardashian's business. However, this was done probably out of fun. I don't know, but the internet and everybody has dug it up because of whatever she got going on with her cheating ass man and Jordan Woods. Still, they went and dug this up to say that Chloe is a racist. And I don't know if I would call her racist, maybe stupid, for doing something like this. I think the girls in the picture had a lack of judgment as well. Megan Good did come out and say, you know, well, 15 years later, it doesn't look too good. My bad, y'all. And the culture has forgiven Megan. So shout out to Megan for holding herself accountable. I don't know what Chloe is going to do about holding herself accountable. I don't know. Maybe she just thought it was fun. I don't know if I would call her racist, though, if she's always wanting to be... If people are saying that she's wanting to be black, how are we saying that she's a racist? Y'all got to pick a side. Is she wanting to be black or is she wanting to be racist? If I was the white girl with all the black friends, you know, I would probably not want to be seen like this, maybe. Not sure. But to each his own. Y'all let me know about this, too. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. On the last L on the list for this week, DoorDash. Y'all niggas is ghetto. Y'all ghetto. And I bet y'all accounts are overdrawn too, with y'all going up on this DoorDash glitch that happened on Thursday. DoorDash had a glitch in the system, a glitch in the matrix, where you can check out with anything you want without paying. Niggas was buying liquor, crab legs, wings, McDonald's, of all things, McDonald's, y'all was buying, Plan B's, all types of shit they was buying, and it was because DoorDash was upgrading the app to allow people to leave reviews after they've gotten their food delivered from these different restaurants. So hopefully whoever messed this up got written up or fired, because, you know, well, it didn't cost DoorDash a lot of money, because I'm sure they went back and got all their money from all the people out here that was doing this. Don't think that was very smart, but hopefully y'all full. Hopefully you got enough food to last y'all, to last y'all a while. But I probably wouldn't have did that. I definitely probably would not have did that. But we're about to get into this mix. Coming up in the political update, Stacey Abrams, she is outpacing Governor Kemp in the campaign dollars, and President Joe Biden signs a executive order to protect abortion rights. Y'all keep it locked after this. We're going to dive into it when we return.
With Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
4, 3, 2, 1. If you show me who cooked it.
Crossing the line now, what?
What the fuck you doing? No tricks, no games, man. Just wanna know how y'all make what y'all make.
You wanna meet the wizard?
I'm trying to find a word so I can express the feeling. Ain't trying to just get one, I need some extra millions. They say them lines that I be kicking sounding extra brilliant. All them plans we had a blowing, how you just forget them? And I can hear my mama now, she's saying just forgive them. I know so many blizzards, like damn, I just was with them. Who got the juice? Gold on my neck, that's not a noose. The dopest lines that I produced, grinding hard was my excuse. They told me 12 was on my trail, some shit called microphone abuse. If I could see my younger self, I'd tell them, why you just confused? If I could see my future self, I ask them, let me hold some. If I knew me, I'd say, you got it, young Goldie, stop front. And I just came back from the plug, I paid half and got front. I know that money ain't shit, but that's until it stopped coming. coming. They say the streets ain't about nothing, nigga. Life is much deeper. I'd rather put it on your head before I pay you for a feature. That's just today's mentality, today's reality, another fatality. I give a fuck if she mad at me. I love to count up on Monday and spend like a Saturday. I remember them Saturdays. Without no way, we still had a way. I keep a pistol and a scale, but I'm trying to put that away. But my phone be going crazy, I'm still trying to catch every play. Like it's some new shit every day, the devil come every way. Still searching for better days until we reach heaven gates. Damn.
Riding hard was my excuse, trying to catch every play.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
Take the jab, take the vax, take a vote. Just do it, just do it. You'll be fine, just do it. Take a jab, just do it, just do it. I'm a lemon pepper Lewis. This ain't even in the Constitution. They keep you from your bread like you're allergic to the gluten. Everybody do it, fuck what everybody doing. They couldn't take me out, shadow ban, they tried to mute it. Now it's pimpin', won't he will, pimpin', won't he do it. Taking drugs to work, sound like legal prostitution. Then they say it's simulation, first they said it's evolution. Science switch it up, soon as niggas catch up to it, I do it.
Yeah, let's go, let's go.
Ever trust a congressman, a senator, the police, take your pick. I never trust the same motherfuckers. Gave you crack, gave you projects, gave you smallpox. Can you read the room, nigga? I can hear these walls talk. It's a foreign, big pharma like the born off. When I use my sixth sense, this is not a coin toss. Controlled opposition. Get you scared, unsure, that's the lure. Start a virus, sell the cure, reassure. It's a zoo, Sun Tzu, art of war. Are you sure?
Police state already here.
Are you sure?
Metaverse already here.
Are you sure?
Man, what the fuck we talking about?
Are you sure?
FEMA camp kept you locked in your house.
Are you sure?
Tsunami.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
Pop into Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn Shop to fill all of your popcorn cravings. Conveniently located in Stonecrest, Georgia, the shop is open 12 to 7, Thursday through Saturday, and 12 to 4 on Sundays. Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn is the perfect gift for a friend, a fundraiser opportunity to offset costs for your organizations, and the shop has available event space for your next event. For more information, you can follow Fancy Pop Gourmet on IG and tell them Nightmare Radio sent you.
Politicky with the political update.
Jumping right into the political update, Stacey Abrams has raised $22 million in 2 months for her campaign against Brian Kemp. Everybody knows that the gubernatorial race in Georgia is underway. It's going down in November, so be sure that you are registered to vote and make sure that you show up to the polls. Stacey Abrams announced Friday that her direct campaign, as well as one of the grassroots organizations, One Georgia, have raised $21.8 million during these last 2 months, which puts her far ahead of the cash race with Governor Kemp. Kemp has only raised $6.8 million towards his campaign. Auntie Stacey is sitting on $18.5 million in cash. And she is going to use all of this money towards marketing dollars. She believes that she will need to outspend Kim in order to beat him. So she'll need to use that money wherever she needs to. I'm hoping and praying. I trust you, Auntie. I trust you, Auntie Stacey. I know you're going to do the right thing. And they're going to do the right thing with this money. But she's also using her campaign to bring light to Georgia's health care crisis. Okay, so Georgia is going through a health care crisis, especially with everything that's going on with the Roe v. Wade case being overturned in the Supreme Court. She is bringing to light that 82 counties do not have access to OBGYNs. 18 counties in Georgia do not have general family doctors, and 9 counties in Georgia don't have a doctor's office at all. So Governor Kemp has not been willing to expand Medicaid, and Stacey believes that with the expansion of Medicaid, Georgia can correct these issues that Kemp has made worse by not expanding Medicaid and passing it, and with him passing this extremely dangerous 6-week abortion ban. So ladies, if you don't know within 6 weeks that you have that baby, then you can't get that abortion, unfortunately. So there's that. And speaking of abortions, President Joe Biden has signed an executive order to protect abortion rights on Friday. He signed the order aimed at protecting access to reproductive health services 2 weeks after the Roe v. Wade situation in the Supreme Court, eliminating the constitutional right to an abortion. So the executive order attempts to safeguard access to medication and emergency contraception, protect patient privacy, launch public health education, and secures the legal options of those seeking and providing abortion services. The president does acknowledge that he can do little. This is going to do little to restore abortions nationwide, and that the only way to restore this is to urge women to go get out and vote in November. So again, women and black women, we got to put everybody on our backs to get some shit done. So be sure to get registered to vote. The midterm elections are going to be very real this year. The midterm elections are the most important elections to me, because these are the people that write the laws. These are the people that control the land. So be sure to get out here and vote whichever way you need to. All right, so that concludes the political update for today. Coming up next, we're stepping into the Rim segment with Donnie B. We're going to relive some explicit moments with him, and hopefully he's willing and ready to talk about sex, baby. We're getting straight into this Tsunami Mix with DJ Dave P. Shout out to all of the independent artists that submitted their music. If you're an independent artist and you would like to be featured on our show, you can visit the link in our bio, click the form, submit your music, and if it's hot, we'll play it, and if it's not, we won't. Simple as that, but we're about to get straight into it. Shout out to B.O.B. for sending those tracks through. We are loving each and every one. Shout out to Keon. We're about to get into these new B.O.B. tracks.
And Brittany Kristen.
Nightmare Radio.
3, 2, 1.
Tsunami.
Coming back to money like a yo-yo, I swear. Fuck around them honeys like a ho-no, I swear. Diamonds dancing, they do and go-go, I swear. Spent it all and made it back, they run it back. 100 flat, you run your mouth, no running back. I'm running raps and running laps, was running shit. Now calling crap, y'all claiming licks, I call it cap. Yo, bitch, she throw it back, I threw it back. She ain't a cash, don't make me snap. I'm snapping like this shit is poetry before I go to 22.
Tsunami.
Yeah, yeah.
Way too high, can't see the ground. Way too live for the city town. Covered in graffiti now. Could've been came home, took the scenic route. I could've came home, took the scenic route. I'm way too high to see the ground. It's funny that you need me now. Could've been came home, took the scenic route. Moving like you never really seen. Moving like you never really seen the town. Moving like you never really dreams. Moving like you never really been around.
Surround yourself with the best selves. I done dive deep, I done dug depths in myself. Wet wells went through hell just for someone else. Niggas exchange record sales for their mental health.
I've been through rockabye blues. I've been through all the Kestacks, the dolls, and the Badus. Life is short, shorter than a haiku, though. Don't let them down talk you, don't let them hype you, okay?
Hold up, my bad, I ain't mean to take it this far. My bad, I ain't mean to wreck your facade. Hold up, hold on, how the hell is heaven this far?
My bad, I can see you really pissed off.
I could've came home, took the scenic route. I'm way too high to see the ground. It's funny that you need me now. Could've been came home, took the scenic route.
Moving like you never really seen. Moving like you never really seen the town. Moving like you never really dreams. Moving like you never really been around.
If they really wanna know some, they won't know for me. Got my niggas, they don't go for me. Them niggas still for me. Now my bitch says she lost hope for me and pulled a rope on me. Told them niggas ain't no hoe with me, cause ain't no hoe. If you really wanna know some, they ain't as cold as me. Bitch, I'm really like my bank, no, they ain't no folding me. And that's just how it's supposed to be. I keep it close to me. Told them niggas ain't no hoe with me, cause ain't no hoe. I be shaking all these hoes. Niggas hella accident. I don't even really want you, bitch. I might just pass the bitch. I got niggas since my sons, and I ain't even playing the shit. Swerving in and out in traffic, boy. I might just crash the shit. I might mail it, boy. It's closing. I don't get too shit. We ain't kicking shit exclusive. Don't be a nuisance. This is really how we do shit. No need to prove shit. Nigga said he got a full clip. We call it boom kit. I won't never do no witness shit unless I got to. Try to send familiarity. He just got through. If you're back against the wall, never let him got you. And if they say apply pressure, we apply times two. They say he ain't gonna talk, why? He a smart boy. Where you going, where you from, boy? You look lost, boy. Don't know where you got your shit, but over here it costs more. Guaranteed to make you flip like I did parkour. I just spoke to my desk, keep your watch for threats. Make yourself a dick up in my desk. Hold them up again, tell them cut a set. I remember growing up, they used to tell me more is less. But the more that I get, more that bitches wanna sex, little hoe. One flexing, send that back in my direction, little hoe. I'm the destined, leave that nigga where you left him, little hoe. Hey, don't be asking what you tryna know. That's not where you tryna go, cause if they really wanna know some, they won't know for me. Got my niggas, they don't go for me. Them niggas still for me. Now my bitch says she lost hope for me and pulled a rope on me. Told them niggas ain't no hoe on me, cause ain't no hoe. If you really wanna know some, they ain't as cold as me. Bitch, I'm really like my bankroll, they ain't no folding me. And that's just how it's supposed to be. I keep it close to me. Told them niggas ain't no hoe on me, cause ain't no hoe.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Episode 95. It's your girl, Ish the Exec. Brittany is still in the Mexico seas, taking shots of tequila, looking cute in her itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. But I'm holding it down here so that we can make it to episode 100, to the huncho. That is very important. And today we are about to enter the REM segment, where we relive explicit moments with our guests so they can inspire dreamers along your journey with what they have done on their journey. And today, sitting in Brittany's seat, we have none other than Donnie B in the building.
What up, dude?
What up, though? How you feeling?
Feeling wonderful. Feeling great.
Feeling great.
Yeah.
Good vibe. Good vibe.
All the time.
All the time. That's what's up, man. So we about to get into your music career, and we about to talk about a little bit of sex. You ready about that? You ready to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
Okay, good. Good. That's good.
It's the easy part.
That's great.
It's easy topic.
Oh, man. Awesome. All right. So let's talk about you first.
Yeah.
So what I did not know about you was that you were from Detroit.
I was like, yeah, you ain't even that.
I did not know that. So tell me about that. I saw in a different interview that, you know, you lost your mom, your dad, sisters. So what was life like in Detroit before you got to South Carolina?
Life in Detroit, you know, regular Detroit shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the east side of Detroit, 6 miles of Van Dyke. So, you know, it was rough, you know, a lot of fights, a lot of violence, a lot of, you know, poor shit going on, you know, trenches. You know, having to hustle early, you know, having to figure things out, making a way for yourself at an early age, you know, just being a product of your environment, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like the jungle for real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we outside, we stealing cars in elementary school.
What?
We fighting everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
In elementary school?
What? It was going down. I was outside, off the porch.
Damn.
In elementary school.
So, at what grade would you say that was?
It's like fourth, fifth grade. You know what I'm saying? Fifth grade, it was going down.
Dang.
Gambling, like I grew up gambling. You know what I mean? Like gambling with grown ass men in third grade, fourth grade, shooting dice with grown men. They trying to take your money. You know what I'm saying? So
that's fucked.
Always been like, you know, I gotta figure it out. I always been a kid that had to go get some money. You know what I'm saying? Early, I was outside hanging with all the older guys. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I ain't had my parents, so you know. Shit. It was like streets had me.
So the streets was guiding you. Was it any particular person in the streets that was, you know, guiding you through the streets or telling you to get out the streets? Like, who was that pivotal person?
Oh, it wasn't nobody telling me to get out the streets. Everybody was like, yeah, nigga, get it cracking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Detroit was more so like, for me, was like my years in Detroit, growing up in Detroit, you know, that was kind of like setting me up to be a gangster for real. I'm saying the gangster, a hustler, all of the above, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't no really good influences around my way, you know what I'm saying? So I had my older sisters, you know what I mean? Shout out my sister Shanita and Sharonda. You know, they moved us to South Carolina when I was like 15.
It was a rough life in Detroit.
Yeah.
So when did you move to South Carolina and what part were you in?
I moved to South Carolina when I was 15.
Okay.
I was in Greenville. We moved to Greenville, South Carolina. So basically, you know, my sisters was just like at a point, they trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up rough too, you know what I'm saying? They grew up in foster homes and stuff like that. You know, so it was like my sisters kind of was, I got two older sisters, they kind of like just led the way for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm their little brother, their baby brother, so they just always took care of me, you know what I mean? So they ended up moving to South Carolina, so I moved with them when I was like 15. And then, I was out there for my last 3 years of high school. You know what I'm saying? I'm wilding out.
See?
Culture shock.
Because it's country as fuck, right?
I went from Detroit, Michigan, city. East side of Detroit, yes. City. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, just doing whatever I want to do to, like, moving down south to a small town called Malden, South Carolina. And, like, it was a culture shock. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the area. I moved to a place where, like, black people had money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, like, where I was from, like, we was in the port area, so like I was seeing port shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
When I moved to South Carolina, it just opened my eyes up that it was just more outside of Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And, it slowed me down. You know what I mean? A lot, like, cause I couldn't just go outside. I ain't have friends like that. Like, I had to drive everywhere. Like, you ain't no just get outside, get on your bike, and you just outside.
Yeah.
In Detroit, we was outside on bikes. We, you know what I'm saying? We everywhere. We all through the city, but it was different. It slowed me down. You know what I mean? Kind of. Made me kind of just stay in the house more, you know? And
yeah.
I feel like that kind of, like, changed my life for real.
But you were still wild.
I was definitely wild. Like, what? I got kicked out of all the schools in South Carolina.
That's so fucking bad.
But it was like, I've been getting kicked out of school all my life. Like, I was
it wasn't nothing.
A lot. I used to fight a lot, so, like...
What was making you angry at the time?
I was an angry kid. Like, my mom passed, my dad passed, like, my brother passed, you know what I'm saying? Like, we poor... You know what I'm saying? We don't got, like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just grow up and you just had a certain type of anger
mm-hmm.
in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then everybody calling you bad. It's like, I'm a kid. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and you just in that stuff. So it's like, I don't know. It's just all that stuff add up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you dealing with stuff in the house. You fighting your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot. That's a lot for a kid to be able to take in. You know what I'm saying? Like. So I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just young and just turned up. Like, and I'm in a city full of savages. So it's like, either you going to be the savage or you going to be the one
being savage.
Being sick, you know what I'm saying? Either eat or be eaten. And I was, nigga, I'm be the one eating. You know what I'm saying? That was me. So, you know.
So what have you done for your mental health now at your big age now? Like, how, what has been the process of you getting out of that anger?
You know, like, it, I think I've been through so much stuff growing up. You know what I'm saying? I used to be so angry and so mad growing up as a kid that, like, I don't like being mad. I just like to be cool. I like to just have good vibes. That's why people be like, yo, this nigga just happy all the time. I am, like, you know what I'm saying? I changed my life. You know what I mean? I was able to go to college. I was able to, you know, buy me a condo. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was able to accomplish a whole lot of stuff to the point where it's like, you ain't got nothing to be, you came from here, but you here. And I'm still going. We ain't stopping. I ain't no looking back. You know what I'm saying? I'm only going forward. So it's like, I don't really got, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Even through all the struggles and everything like that, like, I'm still blessed. I'm still making a way. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got angels. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm destined to do something great. I feel like my story is going to impact different people's lives. So I just try to keep my energy good. You know what I'm saying? I try to just stay positive. You know what I mean? Like, just walk away from any type of negative situations, because shit can get, you know what I'm saying, it just go left. People dying, you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Left
people,
and right.
Yeah,
out here.
It's like, bro, I came a long way, you know what I'm saying?
To go out like that. So go out sad.
Keep the high vibrations, man. Keep good energy around me, you know what I'm saying? Stay in the positive mode, because I just don't like being in negative mode. I've been there too long in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts. So you went to, what school you went to? You went to Clark?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you was throwing parties in school. I was throwing parties too. Shout out to Dream, MMP. Y'all know who y'all is.
Shout out to Galaxy Entertainment, man.
Okay, ENT.
You know what I'm saying? Galaxy ENT. I started, as soon as I saw Boom, I came to college and was like, yo, I'm in the A. I went to Clark Atlanta. So I got out here, I'm fresh out of high school. I'm getting in trouble, you know what I'm saying? But I was always, listen, I got in a lot of trouble, fights, all this. I was always the smartest in my class, though. I'm talking elementary, middle school, high school. People could say whatever they want to say. I got kicked out. They can call me bad.
But you wasn't dumb.
But I was, I'm the one in class wanting to read. I'm the one in class get my work done before, you know.
So you was just bored. You wasn't challenged. Bored.
That's what I realized. I wasn't challenged. Everybody's calling me bad, but like, I was getting in trouble for like disrupting the class. Like,
yeah, bored.
I get my work done faster than everybody else, and then I'm not messing with everybody else because I wasn't challenged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's really what it was. Like, I was always smart. I was always the leader. I was always, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody always revolved around me since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just got older and realized, like, what it really is. Like, okay, I just wasn't challenged, honestly. Like, you know, so.
So yeah. Clark gave you that challenge, of course, because Clark ain't no cakewalk.
No, Clark definitely gave me a challenge. Like, Clark was, man, Clark is epic because Clark changed my life for real. It taught me just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I met so many beautiful black people from all over the world. You know what I'm saying? I was able to pledge a fraternity, Omega Sci Phi.
Yeah, shout out.
Fraternity Incorporated, you know what I'm saying? Which just grown me. Like, it grown me into the man that I am. You know, I was who I was, a leader, but it really polished me. It really helped me step into my leader as a, you know what I'm saying? It helped me step into
your greatness.
My greatness.
Your calling.
For my calling. It just, good. You know, it picked out the leadership in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it polished me, man. So, you know, them things, Clark Atlanta, Omega Sci Phi definitely was like, helped shape my life into what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, while you was in school, you was managing, were you managing your roommate then?
Yeah,
or
so
was,
boom, this is how this started. My boy, shout out my boy Grammy Rich, one of the coldest rappers I know.
Shout out to Grammy.
So I met Grammy Rich my freshman year of college. So I came fresh out of South Carolina. I'm getting in trouble. I'm like, man, I came to Clark. Like, yo.
But did you know Grammy in South Carolina?
No, I ain't know him in South Carolina. Crazy. I did not even like niggas from South Carolina. By this time, I was in my 3 years in South Carolina was going down. Like, I was fighting. They calling me Detroit. They were trying to get me locked up. It was going down. And you know what I'm saying, in high school. So I made it to college. Like, yo, like, I cannot fuck this up. You know what I'm saying? I got an opportunity to go to college. You know what I'm saying? I made it this far. You know what I'm saying? So freshman year I came in, I'm like, yo, this shit crazy. Atlanta's crazy. I see everybody throwing parties. It's party nation. So I'm like, shit, I'm finna throw some parties. I'm finna give me some money. And then I ended up meeting Rich, like, during the first week of school. Like, all the, you know, new in school.
Yeah,
we just hollering at all the girls.
Yeah.
So he was hollering at all the same girls I was hollering at. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga? Like, every girl I'm talking to, he talking to. So I ended up meeting him. He's 18, freshman year. I ended up meeting him, and then, you know, like, chopped it up. He told me from South Carolina. I'm like, damn, I'll just move from South Carolina, too. And then he just tell me when he came to college to rap. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be active. He was like, I want to be a rapper. Ooh, this 18, he like, he had the whole vision. So I'm like, shit. He rapped for me and stuff. I'm like, shit. All right, bitch. So then the first week of school, we just clicked tight after that. And then we end up being room. We end up finessing the, you know what I'm saying? The hall director, like, yo,
made put us in the room.
Put us in the room. This is my cousin, you know what I'm saying? This is my cousin. Y'all, I didn't even know he was coming to college.
Too light skinned.
Too light skinned, you know what I'm saying?
So finesse
we finessed that. So they end up making us roommates. And then after that, he came to college with a brand. Like, yo, his brother made him a logo because he know he wanted to come to school to do music.
Right.
So I'm like, shit, let's turn it to it. Let's throw parties and throw our own stuff. So we was the only freshmen to start our own party promotion with the company. You know what I'm saying? And like, and held it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, became one of the biggest party promotional companies
on
in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
That's lit.
And so we was doing that. And then I was like, I'm going to manage you. You know what I'm saying? So he wanted to do the music. We was doing the parties. So I ended up becoming his manager. And we was just grinding. Like, I was just a hustler, relentless hustler. Like, what we got? I don't got no experience, but.
Yeah, because rapping, we gonna, rap.
Listen, he rapping. We got the product. I'm running up on people. We going to all the industry events. Like, you know what I'm saying? We throwing our own parties, playing our own music to the parties, performing in our own parties. Like,
right.
We was creating a wave, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was doing that for so long, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know, I want to kind of tell. After I finished school, I kind of just got it to the point where I'm like, I want to tell my story and try it out and see what happens. And then I started rapping. And I'm going to try it for a year and see, like, you know what I'm saying? See how people respond to me. And it just got crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just been going up since, like, I started. Like, I got a show. I got $1,000 booking before I even dropped a song. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, yeah, this, like,
you on to something.
Like, I didn't even drop a song. Y'all was just promoting. Like, and they, like, I want to pay you $1,000. I'm like, what?
That's lit.
All right, bet. So I just grinded that whole year. And you know what I'm saying? I dropped a lot of videos, dropped the project. I end up, my first year, I end up getting a studio. Mm. In my first year, you know what I'm saying? Like, T.I. studio. I had to end up, like, it fell in my lap. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to put no money down for it. Two-story studio in Metropolitan Lost. It used to be T.I. studio. You know what I'm saying? So I had a whole two-story studio. That I had two studios. We had a photography room. We had everything. This is my first year rapping. So, you know, I told you I came in. Like, I'm going to just try for a year and see what happens. So, boom, I got the studio. You know what I'm saying? I got a paid show before I even dropped the song. It's just like.
Was that something different that you saw from when you was managing Grammy, though? Like, what ultimately made you want to, like, cut that out?
Well, I think it was just to the point where, you know what I'm saying, because when I was doing it for a minute, I was managing Grammys for about 8 years almost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We was going hard. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm getting, I'm 18 and I'm 26 at this time. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting older. I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Got other shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Going
like,
on,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like, and then I was spending money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really putting my own money into somebody else.
So it's more so of you was wanting it more than he was at the time, or was it? Because, you know, as a manager, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, I kind of got a similar story. I started out promoting in college as well. We had our own promotion team. We started managing artists. Yeah. Same thing. We had niggas that was performing at the parties too. Yeah. Shout out TD. Long live Terry Hawk. He got killed in T-Town. But, you know, he was performing at the parties too. But there was other people that we were managing. And you can't make people want it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
And it's no shade to nobody. This is just being real. Like, as a manager, you can't want it more for them than they want it for you. You can put you can put your all into anything.
Yeah.
So did it come to that point? Or was
it
just,
you know, it definitely did. I think it definitely did come to that point. You know, just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like, I used to tell Rich, like, bro, look, nigga, you go 100%, I'm going to go 200%. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And I'm going hard, like, because I don't got time to play. Like, I'm trying to make this shit happen. You feel what I'm saying? You know, but he really an artist, so he be in his artist mode, and you know what I'm saying? And I feel like me and him, as we got older, we kind of figured out our strengths and our, you know what I'm saying? Our, his strengths, my strengths, you know what I'm saying? My strengths is the hustle, like.
Yeah.
I'm going to hustle. Like, I don't got to have a talent, but I'm going to outwork whoever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like what happened was, you know, I just got to the point where I wanted to tell my story, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing about him not, me not, working with him, I got to a point with.
You got
to
do something.
I want to tell
you.
My story, you know.
Right,
what I'm
right. Because so, once you be behind, so
I'm looking like,
so
yo,
long.
Like, listen, we've been grinding for you. You already got this. I believe in you. I've been rocking with you for 8 years, putting my own money behind you.
Right.
But shit, nigga, let's up the chances. Let me become a rapper. Let's both grind. Because then, if I win, you win. If you win, I win. That's right. How I look at things. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like we both grinding for the same thing. So fuck it. Let's instead of just one trying to get through the door, let's two get through the door.
And you in the door.
And you know what I'm saying? We busting through the door.
You busting through the door. You got features with T Grizzly.
Yeah.
You got a new one coming out with the game, right?
Yeah.
New project with DJ Holiday. So like working with Coco Kid, she's an Atlanta legend as
for
well.
Sure. Yeah.
So like, how has it been to cultivate these relationships for your career?
Man, it's been inspirational. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been doing the music thing for 5 years, but I've been behind the scenes on the management side for about 8 to 10 years.
Right, before. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I told you, from my first year, like I'm gonna try for my first year. I be scaling myself every year. Like, what did I do this year? You know what I'm saying? Okay, boom. I got progress. So in my 5 years, you know, me being able to get a song with T Grizzly, me being from Detroit and him being one of the biggest
big.
Artists out of Detroit, like
that's
everybody don't just got a song with T Grizzly.
No, and you not a video neither.
And a video, you know what I'm saying? And then I got one with Icewear Vezo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. He going crazy right now. He just shot a video in Detroit with Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? He going crazy. And then, you know what I'm saying, I got one with The Game. You know what I mean? It's just like keep going, like,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like niggas ain't just doing it, like, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of artists all over the world,
yeah,
is not getting these looks, and like
doing.
These dudes really rocking with me. They shout me out, they show me extra love, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I guess they just respecting the grind, you know what I'm saying? They can tell I'm authentic. They can tell, like, oh yeah, we know he a real one, like, you know what I'm
rare
saying?
Breed, real, you know, is rare, exactly.
And they respecting it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to King Combs. I done got in his presence and he rocking me out, shouting out my concert, you know what I'm saying? Like, I met Drake at the end of last year, got personally introduced to him.
That's what's up. Shout out to Drizzy.
Yeah, you know, shout out to Drake, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's just like, I'm getting in the rooms, so like, you know what I mean? Like, I just gotta keep going, like.
So do you think would you ever like double back and like pull anybody up with you? But you basically doing that now with Donnie being friends, right?
No, I'm always pulling people. My whole foundation is set. Like, I'm taking the longer route. Like, I'm not, everything, if you pay attention to my movement, it's about building with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, I know I'm always going to be good. Like,
right.
I always been that way. Like, I ain't never been the person that, I'm going to be good. Like, I done mastered how to take care of Donnie. How to make sure I'm good. I could do that. That's easy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've been hustling all my life. Like, that's easy. Like, make sure I'm good, it's easy. But the person that can make sure everybody is good, that's a different type of person. You know what I'm saying? So me, Donnie being friends, it's like I'm trying to create the platform where, like, I want to control shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to be able to tell me, no, you can't do this. No.
Right.
I want to be able to do what I want to do. That's why Rare Breed Productions, I'm building my own entertainment hub, you know what I'm saying? It's for the music. I got my own engineers, I got my own producers, I got my own studios. We can create at our own will.
Right.
I'm trying to do the film production. That's gonna be a film department. I got my writers, I got my shooters, I got my DPs, I got, you know what I'm saying, people that do this. You know what I'm saying? So I wanna be able to put people, you know, be an actor, an actress. Come holler at me. We shooting movies. I got the whole shit. That's what I'm building. Then I'm trying to, you know, do the publishing, book publishing part too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I want people to
be able to tell their story.
You have to come see me because I write books. You know, I told y'all earlier I got a book.
Okay.
I'm definitely trying to write a book about my life too.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna holler at you about that.
Yeah.
But so what does it take to get a seat at your table? Like, what's the qualifications for the seat?
Honestly, to be able to get a seat at my table, man, you just gotta be a team player,
mm-hmm.
and you gotta be a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing all this with, like, you know, my background. I'm making so much stuff happen with just, you know, my faith and just my hustle and just knowing how to manifest things. You know what I'm saying? Knowing how to just stay positive and think positive and talk positive things into the world. You know what I'm saying? And things are happening for me.
Yeah.
So just, you know what I'm saying? Just being able to just be in the team player, bro. Like, understanding that, like, I'm one mind, you and mine, you and mine. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, like, when you put the minds together, it's unlimited what we can accomplish. Because I know what I can accomplish on my own. I know I can do some amazing things by myself. But when you put a team together, man, like, it's just, it's dope. So, you know what I'm saying? Just being loyal, man. Just being genuine, you know what I'm saying? Being a hard worker, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be around no negativity. I'm not trying to be around nobody that don't think big, that don't believe big. You know what I'm saying? They got small minds and, you know what I'm saying, they negative because they don't think they can do something. Like,
right.
I think I can do anything.
Right.
I think, like, I know I can do anything. You know what I'm saying? From where I come from to where I'm at, like, Nick can't tell me I can't do something.
Period.
Nick can't tell me I ain't finna be a $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? Like, mentally, I'm already there. Like, I'm prepared to be in the room with billionaires. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm talking to billionaires. I talk to millionaires. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just gotta keep working and understanding the time and understanding faith and just, you know what I'm saying, make sure all that's lined up and being prepared for, you know what I'm saying, all the blessings that's coming. You gotta be prepared for them blessings.
That's facts, because like, blessings will come in your lap and you not prepared, you be assed out. Mm-hmm. That's doing the name of the game for a lot of people.
Yeah, so I'm definitely confident about, you know what I'm saying, my career and what I'm gonna do. And, you know, I'm a student of the game. I'm still learning. I don't, you know what I'm saying, I spent a lot of money. You know what I'm saying, to the point where, and I haven't made the amount of money back yet. You know what I'm saying, but I'm invested. You know what I'm saying, so it's just about keep grinding until you get your return on your investment. You know what I mean, and you know I'm fully dedicated. I've been doing it for 5 years now. I've been actually 13. You add up from me managing to
now. Artist, that shit
been,
count.
Yeah, all that count, and I had to realize that, like, yo, I'm just an artist for now, nigga. I've been learning the business.
From before then. From and that's kind of put you in advantage too, because now you know how to run it.
So that's why when I first started, I came out like, it was like, I looked like an established artist because I already helped establish an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And had him popping and getting good looks. So it's like, when I started myself, it's like, and then I got to go hard for myself, you know what I'm
got
saying?
Got to.
And that's just it, man. I'm all focused in. I'm locked in. Like, I'm not distracted. I'm 110% invested and focused on what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no girl right now. Like, I don't got nothing. I don't got no kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
shout out to you.
You know what I mean?
I got kids, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but
kids,
I love my kids.
I'm gonna keep it real. I want some kids. I've been having baby fever lately. You know what I mean? Like,
get the kids. I love my kids. It be a lot, but you know what? I don't know where I would be without them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really just,
I know kids bring a different, they bring a different a animal out too.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different. But at the same time, when you grinding, you gotta also grind for them too. Like, yeah, you can't forget them. And I was on a path where, you know, like, I'm just grinding for myself, and sometimes it's hard to, like, pull back. Like, you got to definitely give them that same amount of effort. So you on a full grind right now, you have, like, full control to do whatever you want to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can get up at 11, you can do what you want. Me, I gotta take kids to school. Yeah. They doing football. I'm giving myself to them, being a team mom. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm managing shit. I'm, you know, I can help manage y'all, what y'all got going on too. Yeah. So it's a blessing, and you know, it is what it is.
No, for
I'm
sure.
Just, I'm being.
I just know the kids they gonna bring the best out of you. They gonna make you, like, cause it's not just about you no more. Like, you gotta go hard.
You got
extra
to
hard.
Period.
Cause it's like, you're this little innocent kid. You know what I'm saying? You gotta take care of the babies. You know what I'm saying?
You do. So, and but it's harder when, like you said, the investment's not coming down returning, and you got these kids, you got these mouths, you gotta feed. That shit is 10 times harder, you know what I'm saying? But let's, before we run out of time, we definitely gotta get into the sex part. And you talked about your relationship, you said you're not in a relationship.
No, I'm single right now.
Single as a Pringle.
Single as a Pringle.
Not looking, but you want a baby?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a relationship baby guy. Like, I like being in a relationship, I like love, I like everything about it.
What was your last relationship?
Last year.
Damn, yeah. What happened?
Shit got lit.
What'd she do? What did you do?
I don't know, man. You know, I realized, you know, I still got a lot of growth. You know what I'm saying? We still growing. You know, in certain situations, they just not meant to be. You know, some things just
that.
Be like, just because you get in a relationship with somebody don't mean that's what it is. It might just be
for the time,
for that time, you
the
know?
Season. So talk to her, not about her. Who we talking to?
Talk to her is about just in general different experiences with women. You know, and what I, from my perspective and what I want to say to women, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, you know, I'm Donnie just talking to her. Like, her can be, you know what I'm saying? It's different people. I'm talking about different experiences, things that I've been through, different relationship situations, different.
You had a song, Situationships, on there.
Yeah.
You talking about a lot of freak, nasty thing, cute dog shit, I guess.
That's real nigga shit right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, I want to talk about this specifically, since you just coming out of a relationship.
Yeah.
It's been this clip going around about submission.
Mm.
And, you know, what it takes to be a submissive woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is sex a part of submission?
Like, what do you mean, like, is sex a part of submission?
Like, do you have to be submissive? Like, in order to be submissive, you have to be, you know, busting it down a certain amount of days a week?
For sure.
Really?
Yeah, like, I think, you know, sex is a big part. You know, of course, like, men want to get our rocks off. That's just, you got to know that.
Okay.
You know, most women want to get their rocks
off. They definitely want to get their rocks off.
It's like, yeah, like, you know, you want to, sex is a big part. That's like, you know, that's sex. Like, you know, that's how you create babies. Like, it's a part of life. You
it's
know
a
what
part
mean?
Of
like,
pleasure, too.
You got to make that fun. I feel like, you know, women and men need to, like, that's something that has to be done. You're not, no successful relationship without sex. So you might as well go ahead and invest and make that shit creative and interesting.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And I like to hear that from you.
Yeah.
So can you tell the men out there how they can, because your project is real nasty. It gets a little nasty in there, talking about squirting and things, you know.
Yeah.
Is that important to, like, making sure that a woman comes, you know what I'm saying? Making sure that a woman gets there. It's not always about just the man.
No, it's never all. First and foremost, fellas,
let them know.
You know, I used to be a young pooper, you know what I'm saying? I used to be a young tender, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get my rocks off. But as you get older and as you, you know what I'm saying, once you get experienced, you know what I'm saying, you know what's going on, you know, you get the pleasures from pleasing the ladies, you feel what I'm saying? Like, making the, like, I take pride in, you know what I'm saying? Like, I take pride in motherfucker, make sure that motherfucker is marinated before I even step into it, you know what I'm saying?
You. Yes.
It has to be. I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just because if I'm an experienced young man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how experienced is,
like,
this?
You know, I'm saying? I'm grown as hell.
Okay, heard. We ain't got to get into it.
You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for a little minute. You know what I mean? Well, I lost my virginity, what, 15?
Well, that's good. That's
hot and ready.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but long story short, you know what I mean? Like, you got to, man, you gotta learn that. You gotta learn the mental aspect of it. Once you learn the mental aspect of it, and you just not, you see, a lot of dudes, they be thirsty still because they wasn't getting action, so they, it's still new to them.
Right.
But when you an experienced guy, you know what I'm saying? You starting to try to figure out how to maximize it, because it ain't about getting pussy no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna get some pussy. We know that pussy comes. A great guy and you doing what you're supposed to be doing, you handling your business, it comes to you. You don't gotta force it. So now that you know that, you know what I'm saying, now you gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta control the situation, you know what I mean? You gotta control the situation, you know.
And they can hear your project to learn more
about it. Oh yeah, you listen to Talk to Her, bro, that's gonna get you in the dough. It's gonna give you something from every situation, you know what I'm saying? You can listen to it the whole way, like, you can really, it's one of them albums, like, you got a chick, or you got a dude, or whatever, you put that on, you can dim your lights, you know what I'm saying, y'all got a little vibe, you can play that. Put it on repeat. I promise you. The mood gonna get set. It's gonna be some stuff going on in there for sure.
I love to hear it. Y'all definitely gotta check that out on all platforms.
Talk to her.
It's out now.
Shout out all the female artists that's on there. You know what I'm saying? They help me put this together. It's all female artists on there. So it's Donnie B talking to her. You know what I'm saying? From real nigga perspective.
Perspective, not experience.
Experience and perspective.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely is all experience. Wisdom.
Experience, but like,
you know, when I'm talking about eating pussy underwater in the tub, baby oil and booty rubs.
You've done all that?
Man, but it goes down.
Okay.
You gotta, it's an experience.
And you need a wife.
I know. I can't wait. Listen, my wife gonna be happy. I'm gonna be doing some crazy shit. I gotta keep it interesting. I got one job. Keep it interesting. Keep it flowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, you think about this marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
People talking about getting married and being together for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you have to do a lot of things.
Like, you gotta keep that shit interesting. You talking about getting married and being with somebody, one person. Like, you gotta shit. And the woman, please, listen, you want a man, you wanna get married. All the women wanna get married, but you gotta understand, you gotta keep this shit interesting. Go watch you some pornos. You know what I'm saying? Go watch some shit. Like, you see what the fuck these girls is doing out here. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. Learn something.
You know what I'm saying? Learn something. Like, don't be afraid. Listen, you gotta
So would you teach your wife or your
I'll teach her.
You teaching her?
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about the growth and development. Yes. You know, I'd have been with some chicks that taught me some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so it's all a learning thing, like, you know what I mean? But you have to be willing to put that effort, and you gotta know, like, I'm gonna tell my listen, you gotta be freaky. Like, I need some freaky. I need you to be freaky. I'm freaky. My wife need to be freaky. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't hitting them balls from the bottom, from the back, like, you know.
Hello, we're going left. All right, y'all. Talk to Her is out.
It's out.
Now, it's y'all out get now. Into it. Y'all will learn all the freaky things that Donnie B does.
Oh, man.
And all the things that he's experienced and about, okay? It's all right. So, drop that. Tell everybody how they can follow you, how they can keep in touch with you, stay up to date with everything you got going on. When's the next show?
Follow me on Instagram at Detroit Donnie B. That's DONNIEB. I also have another Instagram page for my platform, Donnie B and Friends. You can follow that one too, Donnie B and Friends, so you get the latest updates on my shows and other things that I'm putting together. I got a concert that I do called Donnie B and Friends at Believe Music Hall. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been growing crazy, it's been getting big, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking I'm gonna take off July. I'm kind of, you know what I'm saying,
take a little break.
I'm still gonna be doing some stuff. We planning some other stuff right now. Mm-hmm. But like, I just got so much stuff in store, like different events, you know. So we got some grown and sexy stuff coming, you know what I'm saying. We gonna have to put that shit on, you know. Yeah. Live bands, you know what I'm saying. Shout out my management team. I just signed a new management deal with REO United, you know what I'm saying. Shout out my boy Javon right here.
Shout out to him,
you know what I'm saying. Shout out to the Q's, you know what I'm saying. He put together this dude right here, you know. I got a lot of respect and love for him. And you know what I'm saying? It's my first time ever signing to a manager. You know my story being a manager.
Yeah.
So it's like I never signed a management deal because I feel like I knew more than them. Like I need to be with somebody that's gonna be able to help. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't go harder than you. Like, you my manager, you're supposed to go harder than me. You know what I'm saying? Because right. that's my mindset. So I just respect this dude, and I, you know what I'm saying, and I like his leadership abilities. I like the type of people he put around him to work with him. You know what I'm saying? People believe him, so it's like it's a win-win situation. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's like you got a hard-working team of people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How can you lose? Like, I'm not losing anyways. That's how I feel anyway. So if I got a team of people that's saying the same thing and they're not going to lose, and I'm seeing it, how they, you know what I mean? So I'm excited to see this new, what, you know, a couple weeks or something? 2 weeks? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's fresh.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks in.
That's fresh. And, well, I'm hoping for the best for that, for sure.
Sure, me too.
For sure.
I take this shit to the next level.
It's on the way, for sure.
It's on the way.
It is on the way. Congratulations. Everything that you've done so far, everything that you've accomplished, everything that you're going to accomplish. Congratulations. It's up for you.
Me and Grammy Rich, just since you brought them up, me and Grammy Rich about to drop a project for Homecoming.
Okay, y'all need to send that project in.
You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with Grammy. I fuck with Grammy. He performed at me and Haley, we had a couple showcases.
Haley? Mm-hmm. Okay, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Claflin, by the way.
Okay, for sure.
So I left Stillman, went to Claflin, met her. We partnered on a couple things. So we did a couple showcases together. He's performed there at both of them, honestly.
Okay.
So I'm familiar with Grammy. I love Grammy's music. I'm looking forward.
Hey, Grammy is a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Listen, this is my boy. I'm going to keep it real. He the reason I'm into this. It's his fault. You know what I'm saying? I be telling him all the time, you the reason all my money is in this shit, because I believed in you. Now I'm
in it.
Now ain't no going back. You know what I'm saying? So now we got a project, you know, we're talking about, it might be called Unfinished Business.
That's lit.
You know, you like that?
I like that.
I think that's what that's,
I think
of, that's
dope.
One of the names. I told him I like that name, like, because it's basically
Unfinished
Business.
Like, yeah, y'all do.
We, like, we from then, we still grinding the same grind. We still pushing, you know what I'm saying? And it had its turns and it had its plot twists and stuff like that, but we still on the same page. So, you know what I mean? We got some new music on the way. Shout out my boy Grammy, though.
Shout out to Grammy. Grammy, you got to come sit down and talk to me, talk to us when Brittany comes back. You know what I'm saying? But this has been episode 95 of Nightmare Radio. Mm-hmm. We on the way to 100, y'all. We on the way to 100.
Talk to him.
We are on the way to 100.
That's what's up.
Whether you like it or not, we're on the way to 100.
Salute y'all.
Thank you. Shout out to Brittany Kristen. She's not here today. She's on a much needed vacation. No, but you know, right. Your girl is holding it down for show. Y'all be sure to follow us on all platforms at Nightmare Radio Show. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, subscribe to our platform. Hit the notification bell so that you can tune in to more content like this. Again, we're going to run down the church announcements again. Go to eshopanddropstore.com. Get your merch. Use our code CHECKIN for $20 off of your purchase. And you can go to herwines.com. Use our code DON'TSLEEP for 15% off of your purchase there for your very own, well, not your very own, but your favorite bottle of her wine. Make sure to cop that. And we will see y'all next week. Don't sleep. It's Ish. We are out.